concerning Fanny Bolton. North Shore, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. March 20th, 1896. I awakened this morning at 3:30. I dressed, and as usual, asked that the blessing of the Lord would rest upon me, committing my soul to God as unto a faithful Creator. I asked that the Holy Spirit would be with me through the day, to mould and fashion my character after the divine similitude. I placed myself in the hands of God as the only thing I can do. Then I commenced writing in my diary some things in regard to John 15, the true vine and the branches. While writing, I had not only a wonderful experience, but was led to decide that the only course I can take conscientiously and be a co-worker with Jesus Christ is to take Fanny back again to connect with my work and do all on my part that I can to save her soul. This will be practicing the lessons that Christ has given us. I have a great fear of offending Jesus Christ by not obeying his words. Warnings have been given me. I separated from Fanny because the Lord revealed that she was my adversary, and the enemy was working through her to injure me. She has not been driven off, but she stands like a sheep bleating about the fold. I know not my future, nor her future, but I will accept her confessions. I will not longer disregard her pleadings for another trial. I shall not, in this, go to anyone for advice. I believe the Holy Spirit has told me that this is what I should do. I have a work to do for the Master. What would Christ do were he in my place? He would open the door and welcome her to the fold. I firmly believe my mind has been worked this morning by the Holy Spirit, and it seems the very thing I must do. Not that I have any evidence to think that there is any marked change in Fanny's character, but notwithstanding this, in view of her confessions to me and her pleadings, I will act as I believe Christ would act under the circumstances. He, the precious Saviour, is very precious to me, full of grace and truth. What right have I to close the door of hope to her? Fanny has treated me badly. She has hurt my soul. But if she should fall into Satan's snare, what bitter reflections might come to me if she had lifted her hand to me and I would not take it. I shall now, without delay, say, Fanny, I am, in Christ's stead, to heed your requests and connect you again with his work. I do not ask for promises. All I ask is that you die to self and live unto Jesus Christ. I have no farther exhortation to give. He alone is your efficiency. Behold not me or any human being. Fix your eye upon Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world. If Fanny will walk with God, putting herself out of the question, but accepting and lifting up Jesus, yoking up with him, she can be an overcomer. I shall take the whole responsibility, for I dare not do otherwise. I shall see that she attends the meeting to be held in Kurrenbong and make some way for her. I cannot tell just what or how, but the Lord will teach.